see, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket eagle, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we're starting to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. We've been talking the Challenged Athletes Foundation for a few days now. We started with Anthony Smith. We talked to Scott Leeson. And now we have on the line with us Shelly Tebout. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Shelly.
Hi, thank you for having me with you.
I am encouraged by every story I have heard so far from Challenged Athletes Foundation. We're talking about Operation Rebound as part of that helps military, law enforcement, first responders.
I don't know what I would do if I didn't have Challenged Athletes find me, basically turn me around and help stand me up and dust me off and motivate me. I know that I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
I keep bringing up Anthony Smith's interview. He was 310 pounds and smoking like a freight train. When Nico found him, he talked about the changes that he made after Nico suggested, gently, that he should do Ironman competitions.
I chuckle because I don't know Nico to suggest anything or do anything gently. he is such a ball of energy and fire. You can't help but be excited being around him. When I first met Nico, I was in the process of applying for a hand cycle, and I was filling out the application, and it said, you know, if you're a law enforcement, first responder, or military, check here. And I did, and it said, stop, somebody will call you. And before I could walk the length of my house, Nico was on the phone talking with me, and he's like, so you're an above knee amputee? I said, no, sir, I'm below knee. He goes, well, then we're not getting you a hand cycle, we're getting you on a bicycle. And I'm thinking, really, dude? Here, I finally want to do something, and you're telling me no? You want me to do something different? I'm like, okay, well, we'll keep talking, see how this goes. By the end of the conversation, he says, why don't we just bring you out to see what Challenged Athletes Foundation is all about? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm on the East Coast. They're probably on the East Coast somewhere. And he says, okay, great. He said, all right, well, I booked your flight. I said, oh, wait, I don't have money to fly wherever I'm going. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. We got it. Well, I don't have a hotel. He goes, don't worry. I got to go. Well, where am I going? He goes, oh, we're going to go to sunny San Diego. And, you know, about 45 minutes after I hung up the phone with him, I'm thinking, what am I doing? If one of my daughters told me she just talked to some strange man over the phone and he was all excited to see her and booked her a flight in a hotel, there'd be no way she's going. I went. And when we touched down in San Diego for the very first time, I weighed 365 pounds. I had all I could do to walk a quarter mile without being winded and uncomfortable in my prosthesis. I can't even categorize sometimes all that he did for me that weekend. When I got home, they started paying for my gym membership. I went back the following year, 95 pounds lighter. And I swam a mile. I did the mile swim in the Pacific, which was life-changing. They gave me hope. When I first went in the ocean, it took six people to push me in the special sand wheelchair. And I was humiliated and I was crying, just please stop. And I got in the water and I had gone underwater. And when I came up, one ray of sun hit me in the chest when I crested the water, and the knot in my chest untied. I felt the anxiety just flow out of me, and I was standing there in the ocean, and I thought, I can do this. I'm going to make it. Look at what's going on around me. These guys care. I have people that understand, because I didn't even understand what it was like to be an amputee. But now I see it and I understand it, and I mentor other people and tell them, you're going to be okay. And that's part of why I'm going into nursing. When I woke up in the recovery room, I was crying. And the nurse and the medical team, they were fabulous, but they're telling me, I'm going to be fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Things are going to be great. And I looked at them and I thought, as you stand there on your own 2 feet, I don't even comprehend what I'm feeling right now, but you can't tell me I'm going to be okay. See, now I can do what they can't do. I can be there when somebody wakes up and I can say, I know you're going to be okay, because I laid there exactly what you're feeling, I felt, and we're going to get through it together.
That sun ray, that beam hitting you in the chest, and on June 17th, 1997, a month after I graduated from high school, something else hit you, and it was a big change from a beam of sun. It was a 500-pound, out-of-control cart, and it led you to almost 30 operations, if not over 30. That's when you gained a lot of weight and had to deal with severe depression, even suicidal thoughts. And I want people to understand what that beam of light hitting you, because I'm thinking about something hitting you, but you've got the terrible, and then you've got the hopeful moving forward with Challenged Athletes Foundation.
Yes, absolutely. That day that I got hurt, you know, you're a girl, you're not hurt that bad. You know, you just had a baby 6 months ago. You don't want to be here anyway. I was misdiagnosed and misdiagnosed. And by the time they did the first surgery, it was 8 months later when they found the nerves were pinched between the bones of my ankle, and it was too late. So I had 28 more surgeries by a doctor in Baltimore. And I went for a checkup and he's like, how are you feeling? I said, not real good. And I explained everything I was feeling. He goes, well, tell the two medical students your story. And I did, and I slipped. And I said that I tried to kill myself. And he overheard me. And he said, that's it. It's coming off. And I had to beg him to not do this tomorrow like he was going to do. But let me get my family in order and prepared for this. There was no way I could leave my house on a Tuesday morning to go to the doctor with two legs and come home, God only knows when, with one. I couldn't do that. And so he gave me 6 months, and he made me tell my story about the suicide attempt. And I had taken 240 milligrams of oxycodone, and I never once lost consciousness. I never once had a hard time breathing. I was mad because I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't even do this right. The doctor came in and he took my blood and he came back and he's like, I got to take your blood again. Something, these numbers aren't adding up. So he comes back and he does it for a third time. And he takes my hand and he sits down on the bed and he says, listen, you should be dead right now. For some reason, you aren't. You need to figure out why you're still here. He said, because there's something bigger coming for you. You just have to learn what it is. I didn't know what to say. I just cried. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to respond to that.
Folks, we're talking to Shelly Thibault, and we've been talking about Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. And we've talked about her rebound from being hit by a 500-pound cart to the point where she had these suicidal thoughts, to the beam of light that hit her with hope through the Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Challenged Athletes Foundation did even more in Shelly's life to bring her to the person that maybe this doctor was talking about, to come full circle to the point where she felt better about herself and she started to achieve some great things and be an encouragement and an inspiration to others. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and start your day with a Cajun filet biscuit. It's bow time. It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Welcome back. We're talking to Shelly Teeval right now with the Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. She shared her story in the first segment, and I wanted to talk more about how Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound has allowed her to rebound in her life from the tragic event that happened on June 17th, 1997. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Shelly.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I am glad to have you. I'm thankful for Nico connecting you and connecting me so that we could hear your story and listeners could be encouraged and inspired. Share with us what Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound has done for you and some of the activities that you've been involved in to grow and flourish as a person.
I weighed 365 when I first met Nico the first year I went, and I believe that was 2015. And then I went back and I was 95 pounds less. Now, fast forward to today, actually, I am 172 pounds lighter than I was the first time I went to a Challenged Athletes event I grew up 70s and 80s where kids actually were out from sunrise to sunset, and we rode our bikes, we swam in pools, and we ran around and we played games, but I never did it as a triathlon. I'm now an 11-time triathlete. I do a lot of it as relays because I hadn't had a running prosthesis for some time. I've swam the New York City triathlon 4 times. That's a mile. I've swam in San Diego at the Challenged Athletes Foundation triathlon 4 times. That's a mile. I've done Westchester triathlon. They got me a gym membership. I have a family. I have an adaptive sport family. Not only do I have Nico and the support of challenged athletes, but I have the support from other challenged athletes. And we adapt to anything and everything that's around us. It might take us a minute to sit and figure out how we're going to do it, but we get it done. There is no quitting. It's just amazing. It's changed my life. It's changed my heart, my soul, my mind, my body. My daughter was 17, and she said, Mom, do you realize this is the first time I've ever seen you run? And it was when I was doing a camp. I sent her a video of me running. I have other amputees and adaptive athletes and disabled people contacting me for help with things. I'm an advocate for disability, people with disabilities and accessibility. Ask any hotel that I've stayed in, if I don't see things being fit for someone who needs a little extra accessibility, I tell them, because they don't see things the way we do. If I have to speak up for somebody who isn't ready to speak up, then I consider that a blessing that I can do it on their behalf.
There is most likely somebody listening right now who has been in your position. They may be thinking the same thoughts that you had. They may be discouraged as you were. They may need help. They may need hope. And I hope that that person that's listening right now to Shelley's story is encouraged to reach out to Challenged Athletes Foundation, reach out through the Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound Program. Find out where you fit. You have a place in this world and you have a purpose. Don't you forget that. Shelley is sharing her story right now to let you know that there is hope. It's the point where you have to step up and say, this has happened in my life, but I am going to choose to move forward in spite of it because I'm still breathing and because I still have something within me that says I have a reason to be here and I can make a difference in the lives of others.
Anybody in challenged athlete can connect any one of us with someone to mentor or guide or be their sounding board or just give them ideas. It makes the world of difference sometimes to just have somebody listen who gets it. Like trying to explain to, for example, a man what it's like to have a baby. They can say, oh, I can imagine what you're going through. No, you can't.
Right.
Because you just will never experience it. So if I was to talk to someone who's a new amputee and is having struggles and having a wound back and having talk of losing more, like, this is very difficult to go into because no one, your entire family doesn't know what's going on. You don't get it. But if you call them and you're ready to venture out, learn a little bit more about what challenged athletes has, they can match you with somebody to talk to that'll help get you on the road to a better life, a more physically active life, a healthier life, both physically and mentally. It's not just they throw a bicycle at you and say, there you go, you're on your own. They don't throw a hand cycle at you and say, there you go, you're on your own. They care about the whole person.
Shelley, do you have some information that you would like to give out, how people can connect to Challenge Athletes Foundation?
Challenge Athletes Foundation does have a Facebook page, which I highly recommend for anybody to take a minute and go there and look at Challenged Athletes. It gives you an overview and it allows you at your pace to see what Challenged Athletes is all about. There's no pressure. It gives you a chance to take some notes, write some questions, And then their contact information is right on their Facebook page, and it's a San Diego mailing address. There's only one. You'll be able to find other athletes' stories on there. We have visually impaired. There's children that are on challenged athletes programs, cancer survivors, all kinds of things. Your availability of different points of view and perspective is there. It's not tunnel vision.
We've been talking to Shelly Thibault. She was a correctional officer in New York. As a corrections officer, we know what they do. They try to help the lives of those who are in prison, incarcerated, to correct their behavior. Well, Shelly, after having a 500-pound cart hit her, she went to the Challenged Athletes Foundation Department of Corrections, and they helped her, and they corrected her life so that she could be on a path that she is now. And Shelly, I sure appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. It's a privilege to be able to talk about my story because I sit here and I reflect. There was a time I didn't even want to admit or acknowledge what was going on, and now it stinks that it happened. It's something I wouldn't wish on anyone. But boy, since it happened, I'm sure glad I found Challenged Athletes Foundation.
I encourage anyone who's listening right now to go check out Challenged Athletes Foundation. Find them on Facebook, as Shelly said. You can also go to challengedathletesfoundation.org. Find out more about the organization, how you can help this foundation. If you are a first responder, have been in the military, you're serving in the military, you've had these issues, you can be a part of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. And I would like to encourage you to find out how you can do that. We appreciate Shelly Thibault joining us here on the Mark White Show today. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.